Burning Down a Dream. That's the song for today. Awesome song by Tom Petty, one of my favorite artists of all time. But we're not getting into music today. We are getting into a podcast, which I will have my special guest today is the one who's been consistently sitting across from me now. It's been Javier Rodriguez.
What's up, yo?
Yep, this is starting to become a consistent thing between him and I, because we generally have a couple people that keep flaking on us for some reason. At first, start off with a couple hosts that they just decided just
throwing shots out there.
Yeah. Throwing shots out there right from the beginning.
He's going straight for it. Throwing shots out there.
And then we also were supposed to have another special guest today, but he decided to flake on us again. Damn. Once again. That's like the second time, right? Second,
Renee, we were talking to you, Renee.
Yep. It's Mr. Renee Gonzalez, which he had not so much input put in last week, since he was getting calls and stuff about his sister's car getting stolen. Acceptable, but not acceptable to flake. I hope he's listening to this.
Definitely not, man. It's the one thing, you know, his time is an important thing. And if you're going to flake, then, you know, just got to let people know in advance.
So since we're on this subject, you're probably the most punctual and most honest person I know that when you can't make it somewhere, you straight up say, oh, I can't make it. Mm-hmm. Or you don't try to make excuses of why you can't make it. Sure. Or blah, 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 you know. Or if I ask you, can you do a podcast a day, you're not going to beat around the bush. Well, I don't know. You give me a yes or no answer. What's your stand on, like, on people like that, you know, that they don't know how to be like that kind of person?
Like, well, for me, it's like barring a catastrophe, like, and it has to be a catastrophe. Like, I don't really like tend to flake or miss out on things. Yeah, there would be things I forget, like things here and there, but I'm pretty good about like saying, like, if I'm gonna be somewhere, I'll be somewhere. And if not, then at least I let you know in advance, like, hey, you know, this came up. Like, my rule is, like, if you're gonna be late to something, or if you're gonna not attend something, you should know at least 2 hours in advance. So let's say you have something going on at 6, and if by 4 you're not sure if you're gonna make it, then chances are you're not gonna make it by 6, because it's the 2 hour gap that kind of is, you know, that essence, like, that's the time that kind of dictates, like, okay, I have enough time to do this, I have enough time to do that. So I don't know, I think everyone's just like, everyone's just preoccupied with shit. I don't know.
Now, that's one thing I always tell people, like, okay, if you have your phone attached to your hand, what's like, what's stopping you from, oh, let me just send this guy a text real quick, you
know? Laziness.
Exactly, laziness. Well, that's a bad thing we're getting to this country nowadays, where laziness is just taking over. The fact that they can't even send a simple text like, yo, I can't make it.
Either that or they're embarrassed, because sometimes if you have a legitimate, like, excuse for not wanting to go somewhere, you can't go somewhere, you shouldn't have a problem saying, hey, I can't make it because of this reason, you know? You should not have a problem being able to state it, but I think for people, it's like, oh, now I have to come up with a lie. So now that I made up that lie, now I have to stick to it. Because if they find out later that I wasn't, that my lie wasn't true or whatever, you know, obviously it's a lie, then that's going to look bad upon me. But, I mean, I don't know. I guess everyone, like I said, everyone does things in their own way, and everyone, like,
That's one thing, at least. I don't know if it's supposed to get in your skin, but it gets under my skin sometimes.
It pisses me off.
You know, it's so much of the fact that, okay, so there's sometimes, yeah, you do meet those kind of antisocial people that if you invite other people around you, they're not going to go. They'll make up so much excuses not to come.
I've given up on flakes and people that say they're going to go somewhere and they don't. Like, I've given up.
Oh, dang.
Up completely. Like, there's a couple of friends of mine that, like, I'll invite them somewhere or like to my house or something like that, and then, like, they say, oh, yeah, I'll be there, and they don't come. And I'm just like, okay, like, I understand, like, that, like, things happen, like, that's cool. I understand, you know, things happen, you know, and sometimes, you know, there's some stuff you don't plan for, but when you just blatantly just don't want to go somewhere, that's what gets under my skin. That's what pisses me off. Is like, if you're gonna do something, then do it. And if you don't want to do it, just be truthful. Instead of having to beat around the bush and be like, oh, like, this excuse, that excuse. Like, no, like, I don't know.
And one thing I was telling Ruben the other day, which he couldn't be here today because of school. You know, school comes first, obviously. Sure. So I'll give him that one. But, like, there's certain, like, we were talking about this the other day. Like, okay, if you're gonna flake on like on the people you're gonna, let's put it in guy's perspective. If a guy's gonna flake on you because, like, a last second thing with the girlfriend, like, oh, she wants me to go with her family over here, blah blah blah. be all, truthful and honest and accept that we're in a bag on you.
I guess.
That's, you know, like, just accept it. It's going to come. Instead of trying to act like, oh, no, I could do whatever the heck I want, and act as a phony of not doing something, not doing something because the girlfriend wants you to do something else, but and you're too scared to say no, mm-hmm. accept the consequences.
I guess.
No, I mean, that's how I kind of take it. I don't know.
I'll just straight up be like, if I can't make it, mm-hmm. I'll fucking tell you, like, hey, dude, mm-hmm. like, this came up. Mm-hmm. If it's my girlfriend, she's like, oh, like, all right, let's go. Like, hey, I already promised somebody I was going to mm-hmm. be there. You know, if you get mad about that, mm-hmm. that's on you. But mm-hmm. if I tell someone I'm going to be there, it's because I'm going to be there. You mm-hmm. know, I'm just not going to go, oh, look, girlfriend called, plans changed. Like, mm-hmm. she needs to respect my time mm-hmm. just as much as I have to respect her time. She tells me, hey, like, some of my friends are going out tonight, so mm. you know, I'm gonna go out. Okay, cool, mm. go have a good time, whatever, like mm. that. Like, I'm not gonna be the guy that's gonna keep texting you, you mm. know, because I don't like that. I don't like to be like texting you while you're out and about, because mm. you're out for a reason, you're out to have fun. So, mm. if you're just constantly texting me, then you're not having fun. But
and now, since you are in a relationship, and
that's correct,
and when people
shout out to my bae, I know she'd be listening to this.
And I know you're the type of person that definitely, like, if I like, I think a couple weeks ago I had asked you, do you want to be on the podcast? You told sure. me I can't because I'm going out. You went out with your girlfriend for an anniversary dinner, right?
Correct.
That's right. So you know the fine line, mm-hmm. right? So when you see other people do it, how do you basically judge those people? I mean, because you could definitely judge those people that, like, sure. if you invite them out, like, hey, let's go out over here. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Last second. Oh no, I can't. I forgot. It's my anniversary dinner.
I don't know. You can't forget those things. Like, I think if you're like for a forgetful person, like mm-hmm. maybe you should write stuff down and put it in your phone. Mm-hmm. But I feel like for big things like birthdays, anniversaries, just events, like mm-hmm. you should already know that in advance. Like mm-hmm. you should already have that in the back of your mind, like, hey, like, I have this coming up. It's just like, you don't forget to do, like, you don't forget to text somebody. So mm-hmm. you know, like you mentioned, your phone's always on you, so like there's mm-hmm. no excuse like why you can't like tell somebody, hey, this came up, that came up, like, I can't make it or whatever, like that.
It's like what you said the other day, if Chris Kyle can make a
call, American Sniper, if he can make a call from fucking Ramadi to his wife while he's being shot by the insurgents in Fallujah, you can definitely send a text message to wherever you are.
Exactly. It's just like, hey, a simple text that, like, yo, not gonna be able to make it. True. Bam. Because yeah, it has happened a couple of times where, like, we have parties and then everyone's invited, all my friends are invited and stuff like that, and then there's always like two particular people that will never come, and they won't even let you know, hey, can't make it. And that does get under my skin. That's saying, like, yo, you know, I don't care. Like, I'm, or better yet, or sometimes they even try to tell, they try to turn it on them to say, like, oh, I'll wait for you to hit me up so I could go through.
I don't know. I hate the people. Oh, I make it up to you later. Like,
oh, the people like to compromise.
Oh, like, God. I don't want to do anything later. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, I mean, yeah, it's cool, we hang out later, but you know, it's now or never. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not now or never. That's a little extreme, but you know, it's, we don't live in the past. Like, mm-hmm. we live in the present, and if you don't take advantage of the time you have now, then mm-hmm. you're fucked.
It's like, let's put it in this way. If let's say you have a party, right, and then your friend says, okay, yeah, I'll be there, but then
sure.
doesn't come, right, and then like you said, he tried to compromise with you. Oh, it's okay, I'll make it up to him later.
I'm gonna give you an example of something that happened recently. Like mm-hmm. I said, I know people listen to this podcast, mm-hmm. but I'm not scared to tell the truth. Mm-hmm. Back during the summer, and mm-hmm. actually during the Super Bowl, like we did something for Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
And I had invited a certain people, mm-hmm. and I told them, like, hey, like, you know, come through. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about the Summer Bowl. The Super Bowl one had a little bit of a different kind of tone to it, because okay. something had ever happened.
Yeah.
And I told them, hey, come through. You know, we're gonna have a party and everything like that. And this was a day party. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, this is not a night party.
Okay.
It's on a Sunday afternoon. It was a nice hot day. I said, mm-hmm. you know, come through. You know, I have a pool. Mm-hmm. You know, we're gonna be barbecuing. It should be a good time for everybody. Oh, I know. It was for the final of the soccer game. I think it was the Copa America.
It was
Chile versus Argentina.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I told them, come through and everything like that. Mm. And they're like, oh, yeah, 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 I'll be there. What do you want me to take? I said, oh, no, you know, bring whatever drink you want. Mm. You know, just come out. You know, have a good time. That's all I care for. Mm. So this person didn't show up. And it didn't bother me in the moment, but it bothered me later when I found out the reason why the person didn't show up. The person's excuse was that they were hungover.
Oh, wow.
And I told myself, okay, all right, you know, maybe that's the excuse that they're going to use. Okay, cool. Like, oh, and they didn't want to come because they're going to keep drinking. I'm just like, in my mind, I'm like, I'm not inviting you to come over and get drunk. Like, if you tell yourself you're going to go somewhere and get drunk, then you have a problem.
Yeah.
Like, you can't control your alcohol, your liquor. Like, you have a serious problem if it comes down to that. So I was just like, all right, whatever, you know. A few weeks later, it was your birthday.
Yeah.
And it was her birthday, like, around the same time. I said to her, it was that person's birthday around the same time.
Okay.
And I told my girlfriend, I'm not going. I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go to this person's birthday.
Oh, wow.
And she was like, why? Like, she wanted me to invite you. I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm not going to go. Like, I'm just going to, like, let this person know, like, how much it meant to me for her not being fair for my thing. And I know it wasn't compared to her birthday, but, like, I had to find time out of my schedule to drive an hour and a half, 2 hours to this person's house.
Okay.
And I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry.
You basically took, like a protest, like, no.
Yeah, I mean, I put my foot down. And, like, I think that that's something that you kind of have to do if you want to... And it's not about me being like, oh, I'm gonna be a baby about it. Like, no. Like I feel like if you want people to be there, in your life, you have to be there for them as well. It's not all I just be there today, I'll be there tomorrow. No. Like, yeah, that's consistency. Like, you gotta build this shit up. This doesn't happen overnight.
And if you keep being that person that flakes, you're risking losing friends.
Of course.
You're risking losing a lot of things.
Of course.
You know, like, I'll put this podcast in general. I have a bunch of friends that have moved out of town, have moved away to. I have a couple friends in the East Coast, like in Florida and all those places, that whenever they do call me, I answer, and if they need someone, I'm there, you know, and they return the favor by, okay, like I tell them, hey, I started a podcast, send me where I can listen to it, and these guys have been the ones passing the word along. That's why we're getting close to, if I remember correctly, it was close to 500 followers, because, you know, you build friendships, and being there for people, and being honest, and being, you know, truthful to people, I think in general does have a long-term effect when it comes, you know, building strong relationships with people. So if you keep excluding yourself from people's lives, just to throw that out there, you are going to lose friends. You are going to lose people in your life that at the moment, just because you're so caught up possibly in a relationship, or if you're so caught up in other stuff in your life, you're going to end up missing out on the real part of life, you know?
Of course, yeah, definitely. Like, I think some people, they're just like, oh, like, there'll be a next time, but, like, there's not always a next time for everything, like, and, like, I don't know, like, someone wanted to ask me, like, what do you do if you have, like, two places to be at? And, like, the way that I look at it is, like, you got to sit down, or not sit down, that's too fucking formal, but you got to kind of analyze it. You got to think to yourself, what person has been there the most for me? Like, what person has done more for me? And that's kind of how you're going to make your decision. Yeah, you can be at two. You can't be at two places at once, but you can do two things in one day.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, you get invited to two parties. Like, you know, this person, they've been cool with me, but I'm more cool with this person. Okay, so I'll go hang out with that person first, get that out of the way. That way I can spend the rest of my day with this other person. But you're going to obviously decide how much time you want to be with that first person. You know, hang out with them a few hours, but let them know right after that. Yeah, hey, man, I came through. But hey, I'm just gonna let you know, like, I have to go a little bit early because I have another thing to attend. I think that to me is a lot more respectful. I'll be like, dude, I fucking love that shit. Thank you for telling me, like, right off the bat, you gotta go somewhere. That way, but at least I know you came. And that means a lot to me that you were able to make it. You don't have to be here all the whole time. I'm not expecting you to be here all the time because I know that there's other priorities. But the very fact that you were here for me, that means a lot for me, and I respect that.
And that does show a lot of a person to, okay. I hate the kind of people like, oh man, I'm too busy. Oh, I'm too busy to hang out. I'm too busy to do this, blah, blah, blah. Okay, no, there's time and there's always times and places to do things. One thing is being lazy. Another thing is not wanting to go somewhere. See, I'm in a group chat with a bunch of friends. And when someone puts on the group chat, hey, you're having a party here or something like that, right? If I can't make it, I'll generally say it. Hey, I can't make it, you guys. Or if there's like two parties going on that day, like it happened a couple weeks ago, I told them, I'm going to go to this party for a while, for like about a good 2 to 3 hours, and I'll go to the next party for the remaining of the time. And that's how I like to control it and stuff like that, because at least okay, I'm gonna go back to rewind to my birthday. There was one particular friend where I had invited him for all the events we were doing. Oh, we're going here, we're going there. doesn't come at all to either events. It doesn't come to the bar. I was like, look, you don't have to come. If you, the bars, you don't have to go there and drink. Mm-hmm. You can go there and get water. That's free. But this person just didn't want to go out for various reasons. Don't know what. Never told me, like, hey, man, you're not going to be able to make it out tonight or something like that. So I let her I scratched it by. And so the day of my birthday, he shows up and is only here for about 20 minutes and then leaves. You know, if and doesn't even let me know he's gonna leave. You know, that to me is very disrespectful.
I guess, but for this person, like, it was just like, well, I fulfilled the role I was there, and that's it.
Okay, and that's cool. And to me, I'm gonna do this protest like how you did it, exactly how you described. Like, I'm not gonna go.
Yeah, that's you gotta just do that sometimes, mm-hmm. man. You gotta really put your foot down, because people will notice. Like, they'll be like, oh, like, this person didn't come, but that mm-hmm. person's been there for me. Like, why? Mm-hmm. And if they care, it's gonna bother them. Mm-hmm. If they don't give a shit, mm-hmm. it's gonna fly right underneath mm-hmm. the radar. That's mm-hmm. fine. But like, I think going back like to the whole thing too about like the use you mentioned in your group chat, like mm-hmm. I think technology is making people a lot lazy. Because I remember back when we were younger, like you know, we didn't have texting, we didn't mm-hmm. have like Facebook, we didn't have like Instagram mm-hmm. or Snapchat or anything like that, and mm-hmm. like people were just like, you had to actually go out of your way to call somebody, mm-hmm. like physically call somebody, mm-hmm. and like let them know, like, hey, like I'm calling you to invite you to my party. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, you'll fucking send a text message like, hey, like, I do the same. I'm a hypocrite. I'm saying right now, like, I do the same thing. Like, if I'm gonna invite somebody, but I'm tending to go back to where, like, I'm gonna have something, I'll let people know, like, in person, like, hey, man, I'm gonna have this, like, hopefully you can make it, or I'll let people know in advance, like, hey, man, so then, you know, I'm gonna have a party in a couple of weeks or whatever. Mm. Hope you can make it. I'll let you know, like, a couple of days before. Mm. And if you can't make it, it's cool, you know? Mm. But, technology is making people a lot lazier, because they'll be like, oh, I'll just like text them later. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, like, I don't know, like, I don't get it. Like, that's why I like appreciate like still the RSVP for weddings, like, mm-hmm. and for parties. I appreciate that, because they're just like, you're taking your time out of your like mm-hmm. out of your schedule mm-hmm. to plan this whole thing out, and mm-hmm. you send your RSVP and you have people send those things back, like, mm-hmm. that's fucking cool, because that still kind of follows a formality, instead of like, oh, I'll just send them an email mm-hmm. or just send them a text message or whatever, mm-hmm. Facebook message. Like, no, that's not fucking formal. That's mm-hmm. very informal, and it's to some extent kind of rude.
And at least to me, like, I know when a lot of my good friends' birthdays are coming mm-hmm. up, so I know when to do something around that time. I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna keep those days open just in case, like, you know, that whole weekend. I'm like, mm-hmm. there's probably something to go on that weekend, so I'm gonna keep it open. I'm not gonna make other plans with any other people, because mm-hmm. I'm like, if he's my good friend or he's family, mm-hmm. you know, something like that, I'm not making more plans. I'm always thinking about other people, and I'm always thinking, like, how can I be a better friend? Mm-hmm. But sometimes trying to be a better friend ruins you in the long run, yeah, because as much as you're there for people, sometimes is as much as they're less there for you.
I guess. I mean, that's true. I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. Like, people begin to take advantage of you because they think you'll always be there. But mm-hmm. the moment that they notice that you're not there is when they begin to take notice mm-hmm. about things. So
yeah, and it's like the other day. I was also talking with another buddy of mine, and he was talking about how meeting his girlfriend's family, he put her off for the longest time. She mm-hmm. always invited him, and he's like, I'm not doing this to be a dick. I'm not doing this to anything. He's like, I'm just doing this because I need to find my priorities right now before mm-hmm. I meet the family. Because what if I meet the family and I love how they are, so then I want to be around them more, you know, like that. He's like, but first I wanted to find out how I am with my friends and stuff like that, you know. Mm-hmm. I need to find my way around with my friends and stuff like that. I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, that's cool. Those people I respect more than the ones like, they'll say, ah, man, screw her family. Let's put it in that perspective. They're like, screw her family or screw his family. And then mm-hmm. all of a sudden, every party they have, they're there. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, you know. And to me, that's being fake. I hate using the word fake because, in general, a lot of people are like that, but they don't mean to be, I guess.
I think me and the parents, though, is like, I think it's way different. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a pretty big deal. Like when you're gonna go meet your girlfriend, your significant mm-hmm. other's parents, like, you want to introduce them and you want to go meet them, mm-hmm. or you introduce them to your parents and you want to go meet them mm-hmm. when both of you feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, if one of you feels more comfortable than the other, then maybe you should begin to slowly move that person in mm-hmm. so that person can see, like, the comfortness that you have with them. That way they're able to kind of like feel better about you mm-hmm. meeting theirs or whatever, like, vice versa. So I think that's a little bit different in my opinion, but
I just like a couple like as I always refer to that, a couple friends, because I do have a couple friends that in general they'll turn their back on their own family to hang out with other people's family. Mm-hmm. And you know, like, that's even worse than even turning back on friends, because that's your own family, you know. But yeah. it makes it difficult.
Yeah, it makes it way difficult.
And like you said, you know, with technology, it's always playing a role in all this. It makes people very lazy to even send simple texts, you know, to be like, hey, even to your mom or something like that. Like, at least me and my mom, our mom, we don't really. In general, I'll let her know where I'm at, and she'll never call me to be like, oh, when are you getting home? What time are you doing this? What time are you doing that? Whatever, like, so like that. So I have a good relationship with my mother.
That's good.
You know?
Well, your mom, my mom.
Yeah, exactly. with our mother. But I can tell from people sometimes that they want to hide things from their parents.
They're scared, man.
You know, like, I'm sure you noticed that with a couple, with some people.
Yeah, I mean, I guess everyone's different, I guess. Like, everyone has their own way that they deal with their parents. Like, some parents are more free than others. Other parents are, like, really strict. But I think that once you begin to reach, like, the age of, like, maybe your mid-20s, like, there's no reason why your parents should be, like, ultra-involved in every single move you make. Mm. Like, to an extent, I think they should have, like, a say in some things. But, you know, it's not right, because then you're always in the cocoon. Like, you're always, oh, damn, like, this fucking like that. But I don't know. I mean, everyone's different, I guess. I'm not...
Yeah, at least I feel that transitions too. Like, if you can't even communicate with your parents, you probably cannot communicate with friends. You know, you can't communicate with anyone in your life.
I don't know, man. I don't know. That's something. I don't know what to say about that. Like I said, everyone's different. Like, I think some parents are more receptive to criticisms and, like, talking to you and offering advice, but others just, they don't have much to say. So, I don't know.
Anyway, I don't know. Well, I did want to ask you a question about, like, this upcoming like election day we have.
I filled out my ballot today, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, I spent like a good like 30 fucking minutes like looking at all the propositions and like, I mean, I didn't care about the president because I already kind of knew, I had an idea of who I was going to vote for. But
now propositions are the more important thing to vote for, right?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, like, I don't know, because, like, I don't even know how to put it, man. I think that they are important, and I think that they do, like, they do hurt the state in a way, but, like, I've never really followed up with, like, propositions actually that I go through with, like, with everything. I'm pretty sure they do, but I'm not too sure, to be honest.
But, like, well, like, at least a president is, I think... It is very important to the country.
Yeah,
obviously, it's very important to, well, at least our country. Mm-hmm. Other countries still in their kings and queens and
the monarchy,
yeah, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. And but I feel propositions will make more of a difference in your state than a president will.
Well, yeah, because the president has control of, like, the federal government. He, like federal law trumps everything, you know, even over state laws, except for in some areas. And I think state law kind of, you know, dictates that. But, yeah, propositions are just, like, specific to the state. Mm-hmm. I think the only time you vote, like, on big things as a country, I think, are amendments, I believe, something like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, amendments are the ones that the country votes for.
And... at least amendments are like our rights.
Well,
our
the
rights
last time we had an amendment was like in 1992.
Yeah,
I think so. That was the last time we had an amendment.
Yeah, something like that.
It's been a while.
At least from your perspective, going off a topic a little bit, how are you eyeing who's going to win the next election?
Man, well,
I wanted to be over with, to be honest.
A week from today, right now, it's 7:57. It's 8 o'clock here in California. It's about to be 11 o'clock in the East Coast. By now, next week, we should probably already know who the next president is going to be. I think, you know, not. I voted for Gary Johnson. I'm just going to say right off the bat, like, I feel that he's the lesser of the two evils. I feel that, you know, he has his slip ups with the whole thing of Aleppo, not knowing what that was, and I don't think he has a very strong foreign policy. Kind of agenda, or not agenda, but background. But I feel like he's at least the more sane in a time when we need sanity and when we only have insane. So I think that at the end of the day, though, I still think that Hillary's gonna end up winning. I feel that, like, she just kind of has the, I think she has the pedigree amongst a lot of voters that they don't really feel right voting for for too far right. So I think they'll just stick to Hillary, which is more in the center, and she's not really too far left like Bernie Sanders was. So I think that she's going to end up winning. I don't think she's going to end up winning by a landslide. I think it'll still be a very close race.
It will definitely come down to Florida again. I think Florida will play a huge role.
Last time I saw, I think it was like Ohio was one of the swing states. Florida always seems to be one of those as well. I think Michigan was another one that was like a swing state. So I don't know. It's going to come down to like about three or four states that are going to kind of like dictate that. And, Florida and Ohio. Florida, Ohio. Or actually, Ohio is another one of those. And those states are important because they have a lot of population, so they have a lot of more electoral votes. Which I think the only two states in the republic that don't have a winner take all system is Nebraska and Maine. So those two states do split delegates, I believe, and I think the rest of the states is just the winner take all.
They don't have like a if you win the state or something like that, all the electoral votes go to you.
Right? Majority wins. Like here in California, we have 55 electoral votes.
Yeah.
So as long as you win half of 55, which is 23. Yeah, 22 or 23. You win it. So you can win. You can get 24, and boom, you automatically win California.
What the?
Yeah. And so it's not the right way to do it.
Yeah, but. I was about to tell you that. You know, don't you think the system should be somewhat, I guess, changed in the, like because. California already given. It's already given. It's a Democratic state. You know,
sure.
Obviously,
Texas will always be red.
Exactly. So those are the two given. So Trump is going to win Texas. Hillary's going to win. Hillary's going to win California. Yeah. Okay, but should it really be that way? So if let's say Hillary wins by like 5 votes and she gets all the electoral votes, don't you think that should be a split somewhere?
Well, that's what happened in 2000 when Gore and Bush.
That's right.
I believe that. Gore won the popular vote and Bush won the electoral vote and I think it came down to the Supreme Court if I remember correctly. I was only 9 years old when this shit happened, so I'm not too I haven't really kept up with my history as of late, but I do believe that that Gore did win the popular vote and Gore and Bush won the electoral college. And I think Gore won the popular vote by about 500,000 votes.
Oh, wow.
So he won by a margin of like less than 1 or 2%. So, I mean, that goes to show you that it really doesn't matter like who you vote for. It still comes down to your districts. That's the ones that get the presidency. And, you know, a lot of this kind of comes down to back in the day. Like, they didn't have technology like we do today. So, you know, that's how the system was ran. Yes, electoral college is based on an old system. So, I think they have to get away with that and just strictly popular vote. Like, popular vote. Like,
But the only reason why that doesn't happen though, is because the government doesn't trust the people to make the right decision.
Pretty much. Yeah, because, I mean, even today, like, I was filling out my ballot. And, like, I got to the proposition portion and... I would not be able to go to a booth and remember every proposition step by step. Maybe if I sat down and actually like thought about it, like, okay, this is that the one that, but I kind of just did it on the fly, so I kind of had to be researching what's this, what's that. But I mean, you can see that there's a lot of people that do go to the poll still, and they still fill out every single page and stuff like that. So I think it just comes down to
propositions.
There's 64 or 65 here in California,
what
at least.
The heck?
Yeah, here in California, at least. There's a lot. There's a lot of propositions.
And you expect people. I mean, and the people who end up going and voting at those polls are generally the older population.
Yeah, because they have a little bit more time, and they're a lot more like politically invested than us. Like, we just care about football and fucking making sure that the Chicago Cubs win the World Series,
which we are watching right now.
They are winning right now, 7-2. So I think they're going to pull it off. We're going to see a game 7 tomorrow. I won't be in class, unfortunately. We're just going to suck balls, but
I should
be able to catch the tail end of it. Hopefully our professor lets us out pretty good.
Well, Chicago hasn't won the World Series since when? 1908?
It's 108 years, I think, or something.
Yeah, right?
Years.
It's been a little too long. I think it's time for Chicago to win something aside from a basketball championship.
Because the last championship was basketball, right? Or no, I think the Chicago Blackhawks won the NHL championship.
Oh, that's right. They won it 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think
it
was 2 years ago. So yeah. I think they do have some winning, I guess, going on there. But baseball has been a while. The White Sox actually won the World Series a couple years back too. So, but just the Cubbies haven't won in a while.
And this is they're the more known team in the area. Excuse me.
And they're the most, I think I heard they're the most popular among like the northern side fans of Chicago, and the White Sox are more on like the south side fans. So.
Well, it's kind of like in New York, right? New York,
yeah, like in New York, if you're from like Manhattan and Queens, and no, Manhattan and the Bronx, you're a Yankees fan. But if you're from Queens and Brooklyn, then you're probably gonna be a Mets fan. So I don't know. It's kind of like here, the fucking A's and Giants, like.
But the Bay Area fans are so like weird when it comes to like their sports and stuff like that, because
I think the Bay Area and Northern California in general have like the biggest front runner fans. In
oh yeah, it has
I
to
remember
be.
Like a few years ago when the Niners were hella good, like everybody and their fucking mom was a Niner fan. Like I'm probably one of the few remaining Niner fans that are still around to this day. Like everyone else is like, oh yeah, the Niners suck, so I'm gonna stop going to their games, or oh, they suck, I'm gonna stop fucking the whole protesting, and Kaepernick is gonna fucking ruin. Like, dude, if you go for the fucking team, just go for them. God damn, man.
Well, I noticed at the game they don't make such a big deal about what he does.
Nah, it's just the media. They're just fucking, they need a story to talk. They need something to get viewers.
Like I was excited that day we went to the Niner and Cowboy game. Oh man, everyone's like make a big deal, like pouring that Kaepernick. Look, he's kneeling. But I don't know, no one really cares.
I think in that moment, I just fucking care about the national anthem. I get goosebumps when I heard the national anthem.
So, at least, do you stand with that protest? Even though, like, it's kind of outdated, it's getting outdated now?
I think so. I think it's all right what he's doing. Like, I wouldn't do it. I respect the country, the flag, the what it stands for and everything. So, I probably wouldn't do it. But, hey, that's his method of doing with it. At least it's good for him.
It's one thing I don't... why take it on the national anthem?
Because that's the closest thing that you have to being American than anything else. Like, I mean, what else are you gonna go kneel down to?
I mean, if you
can come with another form of like protest and come up with it, but for him, the national anthem was it what it was?
I mean, it respectable what he's doing. For him to stand up for what he believes in, but at least what I always like reflected back on, I'm like, dude, have you even donated any of your time to like?
He has, like, I think this weekend I saw a report that he like spent the time in like Oakland with like kids and.
Well,
like,
I'm talking about like beforehand, before he started the protest. You know,
I think like that a lot of that stuff came to light when like the Ferguson stuff was going on, and like as of recently, like it really did pick up like late last year and early this year. Like it was very crazy, like, oh shit, like, we have a serious problem on our hands.
But what's his stand like when it comes to like the whole gun policy and stuff like that? Has he spoken about any of that, or is he just talking about
I think he's just talking about police brutality and just like social justice, like, and he's talking about the social injustices that people face. So I think like people like they dog on him for like being like, oh, like you're anti-American for like standing up for whatever, but like how else do you want him to protest? Like, do you want him to like hook and write a book or something? That, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know if there's another way for someone to do that.
I want to consider him anti-American because I think what he's doing is actually what he's doing is a little more not patriarchy. Obviously not, because he's going against the national anthem, but he is using what he has as rights in this country. You know, all the rights he has in this country, he's using it to advantage. Any other country, if you would kneel for that flag, they would probably murder you. They'd probably kill you on the spot.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in North Korea, like, you can't, if you don't believe in Kim Jong-un or Kim Jong, whatever the hell they're on now, I'm not sure what they're on now, but.
Sounds like a masterpiece.
Yeah, if you're not down for what he believes in, then you get slayed, you're done. I think the same thing happens, like, in countries like China and
Russia.
Cuba, that used to happen, Russia, and Cuba. I think Cuba kind of changed a little bit of their way that they do it, because now the embargo has been lifted. Like, I think they're kind of moving to our more progressive system. But before, if you didn't bow down to Fidel Castro, you were pretty much done. You're gone.
And we were talking about North Korea, like how they are, because and it's true that it's true that they don't have hotels in North Korea.
Well, they don't have tourism. That's the thing. Like you can't go to North Korea, I think, unless you like apply and like you have to be like with somebody like at all times. So it's kind of weird. Yeah, it's just, they literally follow you all day. They take away your phone and all that stuff. Like, I read online like that's what they do to you, because you can go, but you can't go if you're American. I think if you have an American passport, they will not let you go get into Korea, because they're starting to think you're like some kind of an agent or something like that.
Well, so at least what I heard is the movie, the interview is pretty accurate with how they show like the supermarkets and stuff like that.
I wouldn't take the interview for what it is.
A credible source?
Nah, I don't think so. I don't know if what's his name? James Franco is the most reliable guy in the world.
Well, I mean, at least the whole issue going on right now, going back to the whole Colin Kaepernick thing, how the country is at least looking at cops now. Mm-hmm. I've never had bad encounters with cops, but obviously there is people that have had them. Uh-huh. And it's difficult to speak from that from my perspective to, mm-hmm. to be able to say, there is obviously police brutality, but I've never seen it myself. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have or anything.
But I've never seen it like firsthand. Mm-hmm. I've never been the victim of like a police injustice. Mm-hmm. At least not that I'm aware of. No, I don't think so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure like cops do profile. Obviously, that's like the first mm-hmm. thing to do is they profile you before they, because that's just part of their job. You know, they. I mean, they deal with people on a constant basis, so there has to be a little bit of profiling that goes on. But yeah. we profile the time. Like, that's just part of human nature. Like, mm-hmm. you just profile. Even if you're like, I'm not, just because you profile doesn't mean you're racist. It mm-hmm. just means that, you know, you just notice differences among people, mm-hmm. and that's profiling. Mm-hmm. So
it's like one thing that really gets on my, it gets under my skin when people are like, hey, amigo. Like, dude. Just because I'm Mexican doesn't mean you have to speak to me in amigo or something. You know, you don't have to try to say stuff in Spanish. I don't care. You know, just speak to me like, just speak to me as a normal American. You know, or when people are like, oh, do you play soccer? Like, no,
I don't play soccer. Shit, I don't have a soccer body.
I'm like the whitest. I'm like the whitest Mexican you'll meet. I mean, I really don't. I mean, to me, I believe in all. I do love all my like past and stuff like that. You know, my culture and stuff, but to me, man, like, I'm American. Speak to me in fucking,
I believe in football. Yeah, not football.
Yeah, exactly. You know, go Dallas Cowboys. Shut on my team, or even the U.S. national team. I'm more for than the Mexican national team.
I'll go for the Mexico team when they play against U.S.
You really? Why?
Yeah, I feel like I identify more with my Mexico. Like, yeah, I'm proud to be American, but like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like I'm American. Like, Mexico is my team. Like, I don't know why. I just identify myself more with them.
Okay, now I gotta pick at this a little more.
All right.
Okay, so you're more for the Mexican national sure. team in soccer. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to like a lot more other things, like other issues or something, are you more Mexican than you are American? Do you say that? Like on certain issues, I guess.
Like what?
Let's say border patrol.
What about it?
Yeah, do you believe there should be stricter border rule laws, or are you more like in favor?
Well, they already have hella shit, like fucking infrared cameras. Like, they have a lot of shit. Like, they, I think the U.S. border is more protected than like our fucking homes are. Like, they have a lot of like technology that keeps the border like under, like, it's literally under 24-hour like constant like watch. So that people don't come across it, but there's just so many miles, it's hard to control everything. So as soon as you turn your bag, then boom, that's when everyone starts running. But like for soccer, like, I mean, the Mexican national team, like, you know,
so just in soccer,
I go for the Mexican national team. Like I said, I just feel like I didn't identify myself more with the Mexican team than American team. I don't know, like, that's just the way I see it.
I don't know. I like too much of a Clinton Dempsey's game. I'm like, yo, that's my dog right there. Like, that's a homie.
Although Mexico has been disappointing as of recent, like, they kind of suck. I mean, they have too many like stars in their team. I think they're too many. I don't think they know how to play as a team. I think there's too many egos on that squad.
And it's weird to say that too, because at least back in was it 2014, right? It was the last World Cup.
14, yeah.
Yeah, they had a really good team.
They had a really good team, but they just. They lost to a good Nether. It was a no penal. I don't think it was a
no penal.
No penal, dude. I still say to this day, fucking Rafa Marquez should not be kept called for that, but whatever.
And I stand with USA was beaten off a lucky center by Cristiano Ronaldo.
They didn't even make it to the group of 16, did they?
They did, right? Didn't they? Because I think they got. Oh no! I think the final game was against them and Portugal to reach that stage.
It was still part of the group stage then.
I might have been because I think USA and Portugal were tied for the to advance in the group stage, and then
Cristiano, I think it was Germany and Portugal that advanced from that.
Yeah, because Portugal Cristiano Ronaldo just centered that ball perfectly, and he was doing horrible that whole game. You know, what was his name? Tim Howard at the time was like the most famous goalie. Remember all those memes that are coming out? You about to get pregnant? Throw Tim Howard and he'll stop all the cum.
Same thing with Memo Ochoa.
Oh, Ochoa, yeah, that's right.
He had a pretty good game against Brazil.
But after that, these guys really didn't do much. They kind of sucked overall after that.
Mexico should have advanced. They should have gone farther.
Now, who would they play? Who would they have played after that?
Because
who did Netherlands end up playing?
Actually, USA did advance. They played against Belgium.
Was it? Did they play against Belgium?
Yeah, they did play against Belgium. I believe they did advance. I'm pretty sure they did advance. I believe they played Belgium in the round of 16, and they got eliminated by them. Let me just check this up right here.
We want to be as accurate as with our information as we can be.
World Cup. Ah, fuck. 2014. Let's see. Come on, Google. Hurry up.
When in doubt, Google everything, everybody.
Pretty much. Google's your friend. Shout out to Google. Hopefully they sponsor this shit.
It's like the other day I found myself Googling something. I forgot what I was Googling. Something about Mickey Mouse, and it sent me like there's a link to there. It said did JFK really die, or is he hiding in Disneyland? I was like, what?
See, yeah, Belgium did beat United States. So Mexico would have gone on to play against Costa Rica.
Oh, okay.
And I'm pretty sure we would have kicked their fucking ass. We gotta go on the fucking way, but nah, shit happens, man.
I feel Belgium the next World Cup is gonna be really good.
Nah, that's gonna probably be Argentina this time. Argentina or Germany. I think Germany has what it takes to be a pentacampeón.
And I'm not sold on Brazil.
Yeah, well, I'm not sold on the Cowboys, so
there I'm you not go. Sold on Brazil. The Cowboys are Cowboys are making this.
Shut the fuck up.
The Cowboys will go as far as Dak Prescott takes.
They will. I'll guarantee. Who do they play on Sunday? Oh, yeah, they play against the Browns. They'll beat the Browns.
We play the Browns and we play the Steelers after that.
That's a loss against the Steelers.
I don't think so.
Big Ben will be back by then. He'll just air it out.
I don't think so.
He'll throw for like 700 yards and like 10 touchdowns. You heard it here first, people. 700 yards and 10 touchdown passes.
Jesus
Christ. Five of those are going to go to Antonio Brown, and he's done running one of himself for 80 fucking yards.
Jesus.
Even though he's hella slow.
you're projecting this like as a high school football team. Jesus.
Hey, I believe
as a little Giants, actually, you're projecting it.
I believe it.
I generally think, okay, I'll give you the reasons why we will be contenders to beat the Steelers.
Even but with the healthy, matter if you beat one team. Imagine if you get to the very end of it.
Even with the healthy Roethlisberger, okay, we have a very underrated defensive line.
Who's on that defense?
Very
line?
Very underrated. A lot of people do not even know about
who's on that defense.
DeMarcus line? Lawrence.
I don't know. I never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Irving.
Never heard of Michael Irving?
He came back. Not Michael Irving. Jeez. I'll tell you this much: if Michael Irving was around in today's game, I feel like he would be suspended from the league indefinitely.
Probably.
Like you heard all the stories from back in the day, right?
Yeah, you can get away with more shit back in the day.
I think him and Emmitt Smith. Well, actually, Emmitt Smith never caught up in any like scandals. At least I don't think so. But Irving, I think he would have definitely been kicked out of the league or something.
Probably
domestic after the whole domestic violence things that happened with Ray Rice, and after that, Greg Hardy. Yeah, that's fucking dude.
Social media.
It's hard to get away with it now. And Ezekiel Elliott's even getting targeted right now.
He's gonna get injured by the end of the season launch.
He will not get injured.
One bet.
He's been healthy since college.
I don't give a fuck. He's gonna get injured.
That big ass head of his is not gonna allow him to even get a concussion.
He's gonna fucking get injured. Just watch.
Nope.
You can't run a guy 400 times and not expect him to get injured.
DeMarco Murray.
Yeah, he got injured, right?
He broke it like a finger, but that was even during a game.
No,
that was like during a practice or something like that.
He'll get injured though.
And then Dez Bryant is
here. You heard it here, folks, though. Like, Ben, Big Ben's going for career game against Cowboys.
He is not going to do shit. So, so from your perspective, at least I think you and me will agree that it's going to be the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Probably.
Tom Brady's going for MVP season, even though he sat out for fucking 4 games.
I still think the Steelers are a good team. I still think the Steelers have what it takes.
Even with
the banged up defense and the banged up Roethlisberger, but I still think they have the most firepower to deal with. Like, and they can put up big points.
Well. Possibly just because that's probably the strongest
running game. Le'Veon Bell, if he's back and healthy, he's going to do pretty good. Antonio Brown's a fucking monster. And we'll see from there.
And see, I think generally it is going to be the Steelers. Steelers and Patriots in the AFC championship. In the NFC, that's the hardest thing to predict, man. Because as good as the Packers are, they're playing horribly.
Yeah.
As good as the Seahawks are, they're playing horribly as well. I think their defense probably started to come together, and we just fucking get another home run by the fucking Cubs.
That fool knew that shit was gone.
What is that? 9-2 now?
9-2, yeah. Third home run this postseason. Damn. Well, they don't really care anymore. I mean, 9-2. He's like, let's get our shit together and let's make it to tomorrow, pretty much, at this point.
This is the exact same thing that happened with the Warriors and the Cavs. Up 3-1.
Oh, shit. That's right, huh? Dude.
Cleveland was up 3-1.
Cleveland's cursed. That'd be cool if the Cubs win, though. They gotta get one, man. The Indians already got the one for us from the Cavaliers, so fuck it.
I think tomorrow's games be super interesting.
I think Cubs pull it off. I think they have the momentum going into tomorrow. Even though they have the fucking pitcher for the Indians, what the fuck's his name?
Gardner?
No, it's something else. I'm not sure what the hell his name is.
It's the that's all I know.
Kubler or something like that. Kubler. He's pitching tomorrow. Mm-hmm. John Lackey.
So now I want to ask you this, since you're big on boxing. Okay. How are you predicting that Kovalev and Andre Ward fight?
It's going to be a knockout in that fight. I think Andre Ward gets knocked out.
No!
I think
bullshit.
So.
Bullshit!
Have you seen Kovalev kill the guy in the ring one time? That's a true fucking story. If you're out there listening to this shit, Google fucking what's his name?
Kovalev?
What's Sergey fucking name. He's such a killer. I can't even, like,
he even got you days.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't refer to fucking the Halloween killer as Michael Myers. He's just Myers, and you're like, oh, that was a fucking killer then. But I think he knocks out Ward.
Ward is too good, man.
Well, if Ward wins, it's gonna be because he's gonna be backpedaling the whole fight. He's gonna be like, yeah, he'll probably win off of like picking points like here and there. But I don't think that he has the power to knock out Kovalev at all. I think the last time that Ward knocked someone out was Chad Dawson, and I was at that fucking fight here in Oakland too.
That was about 2 years ago, right?
No, that was in 2012. Oh, that was 4 years ago. So that's been a while, man. It's been a while since the last time he's knocked someone out. It was Chad Dawson.
I think that fight's gonna be the fight of the year, man.
Which one?
The Kovalev and Moore. Because Pacquiao's fight is nowhere near
him. Fighting Jesse Vargas. Jesse Vargas, all right. He comes from the Mayweather camp. Well, he used to be a Mayweather fighter, but then he left his camp. They have a pretty undercard for that one, though, so it should be pretty interesting to see what they come up with that.
And tickets to that ones are super cheap, right?
They're like $80-something, something like that. But it's at the Thomas and Mack Center. So
oh, it's the Mack Center? Okay.
It's not the MGM Grand or the T-Mobile Arena or the Mandalay Bay. It's at the team.
Where's the Ward fight going to be at? It's not going to be.
It's at the T-Mobile Arena.
It's T-Mobile Arena. Yeah, if it was in Oakland, I'd probably get my tickets.
They would not bring that shit to Oakland unless Oakland was like willing to host them. That, but that's a Vegas kind of fight. They need that big time fight.
Is that gonna be pay per view?
Yeah, hell yeah, it's gonna be pay per view. Yeah, it's gonna be pay per view
because a lot of circulars.
But I don't know if I'm gonna order it though.
Why?
Because I'm already getting like UFC 205 here at the house. So
who's fight on that card, by the way?
Who's not fight on the card?
That's gonna be the
McGregor versus fucking right. Eddie Alvarez. Let me get that shit out right here. UFC 205.
That's gonna be a huge card.
It's a stacked card. It's from top to bottom. It's gonna be like one of the best cards of the year for sure. It's gonna blow out UFC 200. So the official fight card is Eddie Alvarez versus Conor McGregor. Tyron Woodley versus Stephen Wonderboy Thompson. Mm-hmm. The championship, women's scram championship, Joanna Jerzycik versus Carolina Kowalska. Middleweight, Chris Weidner versus Yoel Romero. Welterweight, Kelvin Gastelum versus Donald Cerrone. And women's bantamweight, Misha Tate versus Raquel Pennington. But even the prelims are fucking hella good. Frankie Edgar versus Jeremy Stephens. Khabib Nurmagomedov versus Michael Johnson. Rashad Evans versus Tim Kennedy. Vincent Luke versus Bilal Muhammad. That's like alone the pre-card, the preliminary card. Mm. That can be a UFC card on itself.
What the heck?
So like that's gonna be a hell of a fucking
I'm looking forward to that Cowboy Cerrone fight, man.
Oh, that's gonna be a good one. The Cowboy Cerrone versus Kevin Gastelum is gonna be good, but the Khabib versus Khabib Nurmagomedov versus Michael Johnson is probably gonna be like the fight of the night. Mm. That fight's ending in a knockout for sure. Call it right now.
You heard it here first.
Khabib's gonna knock his shit out, dude.
How do you think the McGregor fight's gonna end, though? I think McGregor wins. Is when
Eddie Alvarez is a tough guy. He's really tough. He's like a big 155 guy. He's like 5'9", 155, but he's built like a truck. Like he's built. Like he's a good fighter. I was more excited to see McGregor fight against Dos Anjos, but that fight never came through. But fuck it, the Eddie Alvarez fight should be a good one.
I was kind of hoping we could have got that third fight between Diaz and McGregor.
It'd kind of be the same as the first two. This back and yeah, it's an entertaining fight, but
number two was super entertaining.
Well, we only watched parts of it. shout out to Miguel for fucking not being able to stream the fight the whole way.
the PSN network, that was horrible.
The PS4 network is shutting down here. You couldn't watch the whole fucking fight.
That's when you were like over here trying to like you're falling on the on Twitter and told everyone that was a knockout.
George was the one I didn't say shit.
Oh yeah, that's right.
George was the one that said like oh like knockout, and I was like oh shit. And I when he said that, one of my fucking friends was like this it's fucking over, because McGregor was kicking the so in my mind I'm like fuck, it's over. One of my friends said that it has to be over, and then like oh, it turns out the fight didn't end. He's just saying like he was thinking it was gonna be over. So it's just like a mix of just like shit that just happened all at once.
I remember that George was like, "Dude, it's a knockout!" Like, and it was like one of the first tweets right there. It's my dad, like, "Oh,
but I don't even remember his source. It's some fucking whack source, man." I was like, "God damn, man!" Never trust those weak sources unless it's from like Helwani, ESPN, or like someone else. Like, then you can trust it. But
And then everyone was like kind of bummed. They're like, oh man, we missed a knockout. So like Miguel was like even slower to even bring up the fight. And then like they bring it up and it's still going on. Like, whoa, the hell is going on here? Because yeah, I remember you showed me your group chat, and the guy and your one of the guys in your group chat said, oh, big knockdown by McGregor. Something
yeah,
like that. That's why we were called convinced. Like, man, I think this shit did end.
I was like, fuck. And then when the fight was going on, I was like, shit, didn't end. But it was still a good fight.
Do you actually think McGregor won that?
Diaz won too.
I thought Diaz took the second, third, and no, actually no, third, fourth, and fifth round.
Yeah, it was a good one. It was a good fight. I thought Diaz won. I thought he for sure the third round was all Diaz. Mm-hmm. That was a 10-8 round in my opinion. But
I thought fifth round was all obvious to Diaz.
I don't know, man.
Because Diaz got him with a knockdown. Oh, I mean he took him down. He had a good takedown.
He wouldn't even know nowadays, man. Shit happens, dude.
Yeah, well, McGregor did already say he's not fighting in Vegas anymore.
He's not fighting in Nevada anymore.
Well, Nevada is just too corrupt, man.
I think it's just like they get all the fights, so they feel like they can do whatever the hell they want. Like yeah. they do get a lot of fucking fights every year. That's just like everyone wants to go fight. Like if you've never fought in Vegas, like your career is not solidified. Mm-hmm. It's not a legit career if you haven't fought in Vegas.
If you've never
bought the Madison Square Garden as an NBA player.
Yeah, you never played basketball.
You've never played like
NBA basketball.
You've never played at like Lambeau Field in football. Like you haven't seen it all. Mm. Like if you haven't gone to Levi Stadium, you're not a true fan.
Oh, shut the hell up. Levi Stadium, the dump.
Hell nah, motherfucker. Badass stadium. You know that shit.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It still does not top the architecture of the Cowboys Stadium.
I don't give a fuck about the architecture of AT&T, whatever the hell it's called, the stadium or whatever the fuck it's called.
I'm telling you, man, if you ever get a chance to go to that stadium, you should definitely go.
Nah.
That's a stadium I think everyone should go to at least once in their life. That's a hell of a stadium. Hell of a.
It's not like you're getting paid to say this.
Are they sponsoring? Shout out to Cowboys for sponsoring me.
Take that Cowboy money back.
I'm going to change the name of this podcast to the Cowboy Podcast.
Hell no, I would not listen to that shit. No, I would not be a guest on that shit either. Fuck the Cowboys and their fans.
See, this is why people hate Niner fans.
Right? Why?
Because they think they know it all.
I don't think I know it all. I just, like, I'm conscious that the Niners are in a very bad position, so I have a right to talk shit about other teams.
No, you have no right to do that. You have to give you a less of a right.
We're horrible right now, so I have a right to talk shit about any team I want.
Even while the Cowboys are second place in the league, 6-1 overall, you still are not convinced?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Give me two reasons why.
I think,
and no, don't just tell me because you hate the Cowboys. Give me because
I hate the Cowboys.
No, that's not one of the fan base. That's not two reasons. Not two credible reasons.
I don't think we've seen everything of Dak Prescott. Like, yeah, he's been playing really good, but if you pay attention to the first half of the Cowboy game on Sunday, played horrible.
And but like, that's bound to come. That's bound to come on every quarterback single season.
No. You not always Tom, have a not bad Tom game. Terrific. Not Tom Terrific.
You can't compare Prescott to Brady.
It's not Tom Terrific, man.
You cannot play. There's no way.
Not Aaron Rodgers. Oh, actually,
Aaron Rodgers.
That doesn't matter. You guys pay the refs. I'm pretty sure Jerry Jones sucks someone off the fucking.
Yes. Jerry Jones has a secret underground tunnel where he sucks off.
He does. I fucking knew it, dude. Yeah, you've been to that stadium, so there has to be the truth.
Yeah, they took us to where like they sit down and Jerry Jones crouches down. I knew it. They even have the knee pads right there.
See, my theory is correct.
Yes, Javier. This all happens in Jerry World.
See, like, I've never been to that stadium, so I can't confirm. But see, if you're saying that. It has to be true. I fucking knew it.
It has to be true, right?
I knew it.
I'm a fucking credible source. I work for USA Today. Yeah.
See, I knew it. I knew that there was some shady shit going on at the fucking Cowboys. But I wasn't going to say anything, you know? So now we know.
No.
Yes.
No,
they did.
Oh, there you go. See, we were just talking about the USA in Mexico.
They're hella promoting this game. I think they have a feeling like no one's going to want to watch it.
Probably not. Both teams suck right now. USA sucks right now.
I don't know, man. I think Mexico will come through. I think they'll win 1-0.
They barely beat who?
New Zealand?
Like, New Zealand not so long ago, yeah. Like, yo, you could barely beat New Zealand, which is a two-star, not even a two-star team.
They have their full. This is like fucking World Cup qualifier time, so they're gonna have their full squad for this one.
Who? Their biggest Mexico? Name, Chicharito? Nah. I hate Chicharito.
It's not Chicharito, Chichadios, right?
Chicharito.
You're right, fool.
Chichadios. That's the first I've ever heard of this. Oh, man.
You never seen the bullying futbolero? He had this fucking meme, like, shout out to that guy, Isela Cole, on Twitter. He had the Chicharito as like a Christ for like the longest time ever. That shit was hella funny. Chichavios. That's who he is, man.
Oh, man. I always thought FIFA God was Ronaldo or Messi.
He's FIFA God. You can call him whatever he wants, but we have Chicharios on our side. So.
What the heck?
That's how it goes.
He sucks though, man. To me, he's not really that good.
He's all right.
He's just one of those one of those pesky players.
I wouldn't add him as a friend on Facebook, but he's like, whatever. Oh, shit, that shit's gone.
How'd you describe Brock?
Get that shit out of here.
How'd you describe Brock Osweiler the other day?
Like he's just a douche. He's just like a fucking douche. He's like the guy that like invites you out to like. Oh, yeah. Okay, so Brock Osweiler reminds me of that fucking guy that like he goes out to the bar with you and like, oh, let's buy rounds. And like when it's time for him to buy his round, he's just like, nah, I'm not drinking anymore. I'm about to leave. So like you're left with your dick in the wind without a drink.
And dick in the wind. Okay, nice. Very nice analogy there.
You're left with your dick in the wind, so you have to go buy your own fucking drink.
Chicharito looks like that kind of guy.
Nah, I'm like Chicharios.
Chicharito.
He'll just make a beer right there on the spot.
Shut the fuck up.
It's true. Ah, shit. Ball's gone. He's gonna advance to second base. But I think Chicago has the game in the bag. But 9-2, bottom of the ninth. One out. 1-0. It's a wild pitch call on there. Sounds like I'm fucking like on the radio narrating the damn game.
This is coming to prove that an Indian cannot kill a cub. Fucking
you think so? I don't know, man. I think they'll pull it off tomorrow.
Who, the Indians? I think Cubs are on fire.
I think the Cubs will pull it off. Yeah, I think that tonight's game is like, it's a big statement. Like, they're gonna have all the momentum in the world for tomorrow.
I think the Indians.
It's the Kardashian curse, dude. I'm telling you, fucking Tristan Thompson brings Khloe Kardashian to Cleveland, and there goes the Cleveland season.
I was trying to make the connection. Like, wait, what Kardashian did in an Indian? But now a Kardashian curse is affecting the whole city.
Exactly.
I fucking did not see that.
I saw it. You guys heard it here first. It happens tomorrow.
It's a conspiracy. The Kardashians have a conspiracy going that every player they date, supposedly.
It's true.
Look
what happened to my boy Lamar, dude. He's gone, man.
What was he called? He was like OD at a brothel, right, or something like that.
Yeah, at the Moonlight Bowling Ranch outside of Reno.
Damn, that's so. See what the Kardashians do you then? Reggie Bush
has never been the same. That nigga. My bad. That fool be like falling and shit, like over there in the fucking at the Raymond J Stadium where the Rams just played last season.
Oh, that's right.
He ran off the field and then fucking he slips and he hurts his ass.
What's his name?
She dated James Harden for a little bit too.
And then James Harden, really?
Yeah, she dated James Harden. She also dated
Miles Austin.
Miles Austin never saw football after that.
Chris Humphries.
Well, yeah, Chris Humphries. Has he even been relevant in the NBA? No. Who does he play for?
He was playing for the. Who was he playing for last year? I think he was playing for the Hawks last year or something like that.
Whatever. He's irrelevant. Who else have they slayed off the professional football off the professional rosters?
It wasn't one of them dating like a Laker, like a D'Angelo Russell. I think it was. I think Kobe was the one that told him like stay away from the Kardashians. I think he started dating Khloe or something. No, not Khloe. He started the older one, the oldest one out of the bunch.
The Courtney one?
Yeah,
I think so.
I think one of them will start. I think one of the Lakers started dating. Kardashian.
Really?
Yeah, one of the current ones. It wasn't Swaggy P though.
He was dating that one bitch. What's her name?
Iggy Azalea.
Yeah, she dumped his ass, I think.
Because the snitch of.
D'Angelo Russell. Yeah,
snitching these snitches.
Never trust that fool, man. Snitching. That's why you got to keep them phones out of the locker rooms. Look what happened to Trump too, man.
Was it the whole grab the pussy skate?
Something like that. That's fucked up, though, man. I don't think guys say that in the locker. I've never really heard of that shit, man.
In all locker rooms, we were in high school, so obviously stupid shit was said.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit that is said, but I don't think that they would say that.
In a professional locker room, I'm not too sure. At least, I don't know. They could be said a lot of stupid things. I mean, you have like assholes in the room. Like, I don't know, fucking what's an asshole in the NBA? You always go back to
who?
I don't know. What guy looks like an asshole to you in the NBA?
I don't know, you know. Football Brock Osweiler.
Oh, you know what? Draymond Green. I think Draymond Green is
He just plays tough.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Draymond Green or like the whole Warriors roster. I think just Steph Curry is one person that I get to respect him. Klay Thompson looks like a little punk as well.
No, I don't know. One of my friends met Klay Thompson in Santa Barbara. He told me he was kind of an ass.
Yeah, a lot of people have told me about the same thing. I don't know if you like searched up like on the most hated players in the NBA one time on Google.
No,
I've done that before, and Klay Thompson's up there.
Who else?
Yeah, by the people.
LeBron James.
LeBron James is actually a very well liked player in the league.
He's cool. I think he's a cool guy. James Harden.
I heard James Harden is pretty cool. One of the players was remember that dude from back in the day?
Who? Rick Fox?
No, not Rick Fox. He used to play for the Heat. Alonzo Mourning.
Alonzo Mourning
was a big dick.
I don't know.
I've heard of a couple people, but generally, I don't give a fuck.
I guess fuck it is what it is.
Yeah, but I think we'll close it on that note for today.
Sounds good.
Hopefully we get our full cast of podcasters here for the next show. We'll see what happens if everyone keeps flaking.
Fuck it, come through, peeps.
But
get your shit together, hosts. You guys need to fucking start showing up. You guys need to fucking get your shit together, plan your fucking schedules out, because Mr. Javier right here can't always be coming out here, you know? Yeah. Can't always like coming for the rescue and shit.
He's an important man. He should never have to smell his own piss.
Exactly. There you go.
All right, everyone. We're cashing out for today. Have a good night or a good day, whatever time you listen to this, and we will talk to you later.
Peace out.